Lettuces and herbs will soon be growing on an environmental cleanup site in eastern Baltimore County. The Bethlehem Steel site at Sparrows Point was a toxic wasteland when TradePoint Atlantic began developing it 5 years ago. WYPR's John Lee reports that the company Gotham Green's mission is to grow produce where you would least expect it.
The way they're going to do that in Sparrows Point is with a greenhouse, and not just your run-of-the-mill greenhouse. Gotham Greens is building one that will be able to grow 6 million heads of lettuce each year on 2.5 acres.
This is a large greenhouse. It's one of the largest and probably one of the most advanced leafy green growing operations in the world. And there's really no hubris intended by saying that.
Gotham Greens co-founder and CEO Viraj Puri is giving a tour. And while it isn't quite finished, as soon as you step inside the greenhouse, a chilly fall day transforms into warm late spring.
It's glass and steel. We use a very advanced glazing material that diffuses the light to ensure that the plants are receiving the optimal spectrum of light to aid photosynthesis.
Puri says the plants will be highly coddled.
We've got sensors located all over the greenhouse tracking variables like temperature, humidity, light level, CO2.
Puri says the first seeds will be planted around Thanksgiving, with produce in local grocery stores and restaurants by Christmas. Gotham Greens wants to change how and where fresh produce can be grown. It began in Brooklyn in 2011. From there, it's expanded to greenhouses in Chicago and Providence, Rhode Island. The Providence greenhouse is located where there used to be a General Electric plant. When TradePoint began developing the 3,300-acre site 5 years ago, much of it was toxic from chemicals left over from the Bethlehem Steel days. That cleanup continues. Senior Vice President Aaron Tamarchio admits early on they did not see something like Gotham Greens coming.
You mean growing organic produce? No, that honestly, that was not on our radar screen.
Tamarchio says growing greens on site is good for TradePoint, which is best known for its FedEx, Under Armour, and Amazon distribution centers.
I think it shows the diversity of our tenant base, as well as what's possible on our site.
Puri says this approach to agriculture makes farming more environmentally sustainable. For instance, agriculture uses 70% of available fresh water in the world, and it takes 5 or 6 gallons to grow one head of lettuce in the field. Gotham Greens will use 97% less water because it will be captured and reused. Also, Puri says the 2.5-acre, year-round, $11 million greenhouse will produce what would take 150 acres outdoors.
That steel represented, for better or for worse, 20th century manufacturing. And we believe Gotham Greens and others represent clean, green, 21st century manufacturing.
Also, since Gotham Greens locates in urban areas, its transportation costs and emissions are lower. They have plenty of customers nearby, so they only ship regionally. One of the company's customers is Whole Foods. Eric Brown with Whole Foods says this time of year, it can take them a few days to a week to get greens grown in the southeast and out west into their mid-Atlantic grocery stores.
When Gotham and their program rolls out, it could be within a day or two.
Puri says some commodities like rice, wheat, and barley need a lot of land and can be easily shipped, so will never be grown indoors. But for the highly perishable stuff, he says massive greenhouses can play a small but important role in agriculture's future, including making farming possible in all kinds of places. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.